I'm having a panic. It's something about seeing final book covers in PDF form. This happened when my American publisher sent me the book cover for 20 Years Later, and I completely spiraled into a huge panic about the fact that my book was going to be published. And I'm laughing because that is so stupid. I mean, for God's sake, how long? I can tell you how long. 5 years I've waited and worked and sweated to get that book out there. And how ridiculous that I'm terrified. But anyway, this morning, my other publisher, my publisher for Dark Places, from Dark Places, Jody, in Australia, sent me through the PDF of the cover, and I'm doing exactly the same thing again, and I'm so bored. I'm so bored of being scared. In fact, I'm so bored of being scared and writing about being scared, I'm not going to my blog to blog about this, which I've done lots of times in the past, because, good grief, everyone else must be bored of hearing that I'm scared. Yawn. But it doesn't get away from the fact that I'm so terrified. I'm on the brink of laughing hysterically in my audio boo. And my husband is away. My little boy is at my mum's house, and I'm all alone in the house, and I just want someone to give me a cuddle and make me a cup of tea and tell me it will be okay. I guess I'm going to have to do that. I can make the tea. I just really wish I had a cuddle. I wanted to talk to my husband, but he's working, so I can't talk to him right now. Just to kind of talk myself down out of this awful, awful anxiety. I can't do anything when I'm like this. I can't focus my mind. I can't write. I can't record. I can't do anything worthwhile when I'm in this state. It's completely paralyzing. So I thought, I'll come here and I'll burble at you lot about this. Why am I so terrified? Oh, I could break this down and analyse it and say, ooh, it's because of fear of rejection and fear of failure, and it's all stemming from XYZ experiences in the past which have predisposed me towards anxiety in these situations. I could do all of the psychobabble bollocks, but it doesn't get away from the fact that I am feeling this right now, and I have to learn to meet my anxiety with some compassion and bravery instead of cold analytical behaviour, because that doesn't do anything. I might be able to understand it intellectually, but it doesn't actually stop the emotional experience of it. You know, people have said to me that I'm too open online, that I reveal that I struggle with anxiety, and I reveal that I had severe postnatal depression, all that kind of stuff, and that it's the kind of stuff that I shouldn't write about because I'm making a career as an author. And you know what? It's so hard not to be yourself. If you really want to go out online and get something from it and give something worthwhile to people, you can't just hide all this. This is what I am. I write stories, I drink a lot of tea, and occasionally I have complete and total anxiety meltdowns, and I'm sorry, but that's just the way that I am. I keep thinking about the first time that I have a launch event, which is probably going to be in Shepton, and I have this image of a room full of people, and I can feel my chest constricting just talking about it, just thinking about it. And, you know, oh God, let's put this into some perspective. It's not like I'm going there to have someone pull my teeth out or stick needles in me or something awful. I just wish I could be joyous about this. And I am. I know that underneath this 6 feet of crap, I am really joyous about this. I am really excited. You know, there's a happy, squeeful person trapped inside, just dying to get out. Oh, I don't know what to do. My time's probably up.